Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's talk Dallas County. I'm Samantha Smith. Joining us today, Perry School Superintendent Lynn Eubin. Lynn, thanks for coming in.
Yep. Thanks for inviting me. I always enjoy coming out.
Absolutely. All right. There's also going to be an increase in athletic passes for the next year. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, and I think they were increased about $5 for students and about $10 for adults. And the conference has increased. The Raccoon River Conference has increased their fees, and then our adult and student passes are some of the lowest in the conference. So obviously a student pass went up $5. That's not much, but you know, it helps because that helps with some of your activities accounts so that you're able to purchase things the kids need to participate in activities. So the student will go to 40, which is still pretty low, and the adult for pass to 100. And if you figure that's your entire school year and season, you know, and with the fees to get in events, it's a pretty good deal.
Absolutely. All right. There was then a contract increase for administrators and another one for what's called, I guess, the special services group employees.
Yeah, and the administrative group would be the principals and then the business manager and the technology director. And these people have, principals have about a 248-day contract. And then I and the business manager and the others have 260. Okay. A 260-day contract. And in comparison, the teachers have a 193. So that kind of, you know, tells you where you're at with those people. So the administrator's total package increase was 2.43. You know, kind of modeled out after the teacher's total was a 2.55. Mm-hmm. There's some differences, obviously, with each of them, but kind of they're much lower than they've been in the past for obvious reasons.
Sure.
So, but, you know, it isn't that the teachers won't get a raise and or the administrators, because the teachers, you know, got a 0% on the base, but they got steps. Mm-hmm. Meaning if I'm second year, I get to go to 3. If I'm third, I get to go to 4.
Sure.
Or if I move from a BA 12 or 24, I can move to MA. So it's not like people won't get a raise. It just won't obviously be as much as it has been in the past.
Gotcha.
The special services, you know, would include the director of transportation, director of nutrition, buildings and grounds, a PACES director, school nurses, juvenile court liaison, special services people, and they will have a total package of 2.45. So, you know, this, and these are settled pretty early too, to be all done in March. Sometimes we've been in June with some of these.
Sure. So, it's got to be a relief in a sense, though, to now have that, I guess, pass you for the next year.
Uh-huh.
Very good. All right. An insurance plan. Well, the insurance plan and rates for the upcoming year are also approved, and those two also going up.
Yep. 8.7%. And that was part of the teachers, obviously, with their 2.55% increase insurance. The 8.7% made a difference. And
sure.
We do a total package, which is different for some people. It's not just salary. You know, salary might be this percent, but then you take the insurance, you know, and you take other costs. And so the total package is the 2.45% and 2.55 for the teachers. So, you know, we negotiated for the teachers for 2 years, and the first year and the support staff. Insurance is in there for this next year. The next year, it's not that we won't give insurance, but that wasn't necessarily in the agreement for the next year because we don't know what the state's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's lots of talk about a statewide insurance
plan
for public employees, kind of like IPERS, but for insurance. So since we really weren't sure what was happening the second year, we didn't leave that in their two-year agreement. But that doesn't mean you're not going to do it. Obviously, you are.
Right.
And, you know, you're always competing with all districts around, and so you're going to make sure that people want to come to your district and have those benefits. We just don't know what it'll look like.
Right.
So
there were then some personnel changes, as there always is, and I guess something of note is there's a new assistant principal that's been chosen.
There is. Mr. Ternikowski is retiring. So Red Snogren is coming to Perry, and he's a graduate.
Very cool.
Of Perry School. So, you know, I think he's been at Fairfield.
Okay.
And teaching there, and so it'll be kind of fun for him and his family to move back to Perry and have his kids be Blue Jays like he was, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that'll be kind of a fun thing. So I think he's very excited about it, about the move, and certainly, you know, going into administration, you know, your first year is very exciting.
Sure.
I can remember, believe it or not, even though it was 27 years ago.
But who's counting?
Yeah.
Very cool. Lots going on. I know it's spring break. Is there anything at this point you'd like to add, Lynn?
The only thing I'd like to say is I want to thank you.
We appreciate that.
And I appreciate all the things you've done. You've been so supportive of our school. And I know if I need to get the word out on something, that I can just send you a quick email or right. pictures and have some fun. So you've been very supportive of our community and our school. So I want to, on behalf of the school district and my school board, to wish you success in your next position.
I appreciate that. And I have no doubt that you guys are in good hands. It'll continue, I promise.
I know it will.
Very good. Thanks, Lynn.
Uh-huh.
That's today's Peary Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County. We'll be back more next on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.